You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. For a country obsessed with losing weight, spending more than $60 billion a year trying to shed pounds, Americans are not doing a great job. Even though most of us understand the health risks that come with being too overweight, almost 78 million adults in our country are obese. That is one in three adults. Now, it's obvious that people are trying. But what happens when all the diets, food plans, the exercise, it just doesn't make a difference? For many people, the answer is to look into bariatric surgery. Joining me live on the phone to talk more about this is Dr. Robert Korn. He is a Treasure Valley bariatric surgeon and bariatric surgery patient, Andrea Dotson. She underwent bariatric surgery. So thank you so much for joining us today. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
And Andrea, I do want to start with a conversation with you. Talk to me a little bit about your story. And, you know, why you decided to go down this path of surgery, because it isn't for everyone.
Absolutely. Yes, it's definitely not for everybody. And it's definitely a journey that takes you there. I have been overweight, classified obese pretty much my entire life. Mm-hmm. As a child, I had my mother asking doctors what they could do to help me with this goal because no one in my family was obese. So no one really understood that struggle. Mm-hmm. Growing up as a teenager, I went through every diet program you can imagine, Jenny Craig, Weight Watchers, Atkins, Whole 30, everything. And I would do it. I would be somewhat successful, but not really to the point of how much activity I was doing. And as soon as I stopped, I gained the weight back and gained it more than I had before. So each adventure just became a battle to overcome. And then the failure and the gain that I wasn't even where I was before that journey began.
And then the emotional toll that must have
taken. And that's the problem as well. I'm an emotional eater and I always had been. So when something happened in my life, I would go to food to cure that depression. So anytime these failures happen, I wanted to grab a bag of chips, grab a thing of cookies, because that was my thing that coped with that problem.
And Dr. Korn, I want to bring you into the conversation. And for people who aren't clear on what bariatric surgery is, talk to me a little bit about that. I mean, it is a type of weight loss surgery, or that is the goal of it, correct?
Yes, I think probably one of the most important things to realize is it's an alteration of the way the intestinal system interacts with the brain and appetite centers. So it's not really some sort of a adverse structuring of the GI tract that just keeps people from eating. It actually has a hormonal influence that knocks out appetite and food cravings without knocking metabolism down. So it gives people a chance to really reframe their relationship with eating completely. And it happens at the level of hormones in the central nervous system, appetite regulation centers as well. So it's really a very, very powerful tool that gives an individual a chance to completely reestablish a relationship with nutrition and eating with a clean slate.
So who would be a good candidate for a procedure like this?
The guidelines generally suggest, in layman's terms, I think that folks have about an extra 100 pounds of weight on them, or be about twice ideal body weight, usually over 18 years of age, although there are some pediatric programs in the country. And in many cases, the older a patient is, the more they are likely to have diseases that are actually not just associated with obesity, but caused by obesity. Sleep apnea, interestingly and unfortunately, obesity is the principal cause of diabetes in the country.
Mm-hmm. Right. And Andrea, with you and Dr. Korn, you can interject in this as well, is a lot of people may not realize, but when you lose weight this quickly, there are a lot of effects that people may not be aware of, not just physically, but psychologically, correct?
Absolutely. Your mind goes through a lot when you're going through this process. Mm-hmm. So first of all, you're seeing a lot of success in the beginning, so it triggers you to continue to want to do that. But then you're still mentally dealing with the hurdles of what caused you to have the eating issues in the past. Mm-hmm. So your mind doesn't change by a surgery. So you still have to figure out what your triggers were, how to channel those triggers, and what to do to overcome that now that food can't be your crutch. Mm. So you're going through a lot of mental, plus looking at yourself differently, that you still sometimes see yourself as that large plus size person. And when the scale's dropping as quickly as it has, you have to overcome that very quickly and understand how your body's changing.
And I think that that's maybe what people don't understand, is it's almost like your brain having to catch up with what your body is now doing.
Yeah. And there's, so the great thing about the program here is that before you do the surgery, 6 months of it is I'm prepping you for the changes. So they prep you both how you're going to eat, what you're going to do, what mentally you're going to struggle with, what are you struggling with now, so that when we make that physical change in your body, you have that ability to overcome it. Doesn't always work. You have to put a lot of time. This is not a cure. It takes a lot of work and effort once you go into it to make it successful.
I'm speaking with Dr. Robert Korn, a Treasure Valley bariatric surgeon, and Cody Morrison and Andrea Dodson. They are both bariatric patients. And Cody, tell me a little bit about why you decided to go this path as well.
So I first chose to do the surgery because I was pursuing a career in law enforcement. And unfortunately, if I'm not capable of performing the functions, the necessary functions or duties required by law enforcement, then I wouldn't be a successful candidate. I also needed to change my habits so I would be a healthier being, be more comfortable. I needed to be able to perform the necessary functions of just living comfortably.
And Dr. Korn, let's be clear. I mean, there is very much a movement in our country for fat acceptance. There are people who are living in larger bodies who are healthy in the sense of they don't have things like diabetes, high blood pressure. They happen to be overweight. Where does a surgery like this play into this idea that we do need to accept all body types?
I think it's important to accept all body types because there's a person inside that body. And what they're really asking for, I think, is recognition of their humanness. And that is very important in any relationship. And I think it's important for society to have standards that acknowledge that. However, it is not correct that they're healthy. They may not have consequent diseases caused by obesity today, but I can assure you they will come, whether it is high blood pressure, diabetes, sleep apnea, degenerative joint disease, which causes so much pain that they can't walk. These things are coming down the road. There's a natural sequence. It's actually also been proven that significant obesity increases the risk of over 9 types of cancer and many, many, many fold increase in risk. So the idea that being 100 or more pounds overweight is healthy and should be an appropriate lifestyle or an appropriate choice is not really correct. Now, I almost said lifestyle choice, and I want to emphasize that obesity is not a lifestyle choice. I think the prejudice against obesity is that people that are heavy always like to eat and don't like to do anything. And that's not the case at all. There really are many factors that lead to the level of obesity that warrants surgical intervention. Some of them are psychological, but there's a lot of metabolic things in there. And once you're on that road, stopping is actually almost impossible without a major intervention such as surgery.
And I'll Andrea. I was a candidate that had none of those medical issues. I had no diabetes, no high blood pressure. I was just a bigger girl. And yeah, on the outside, I wanted people to love me for the size that I am. My husband loved me for the size that I was. But there are complications that come around to it a lot mentally. I was using food as a crutch to the mental issues that I was having that were going undiagnosed because I was solving it with food. There are things that go through your life that may not be affected now when you're plus size, but you can feel them coming down the line. And if we don't fix that about ourselves, you can see where it's going to take you further on. As a mother myself, I didn't want my children to experience having an unhealthy mother future down the line that couldn't necessarily do the things that she wanted to do with them. So I had none of those diseases, but I could very quickly.
Well, and Dr. Korn, I appreciate what you say about A, accepting all body types, but also I do believe that there is such stigma still around people who are overweight and who are obese. And this is not a cure-all, but it is still that idea of we need to accept people and their body types and the fact that it isn't just lazy people getting this done.
Totally correct. Yes, there are two separate concepts, and it's important to accept people as they are, and that gives them, in some cases, the energy and the spirit to move into what they want to be tomorrow.
And Cody, for you, as you said, I mean, this could have affected the career choice that you made, correct?
Absolutely. Like I say in my video, if I weren't able to make it up a flight of stairs to save anybody, what good would have I been to have chosen the career of law enforcement?
And Andrea, you brought this up a little bit earlier, that this was not an easy path, because I also think that there is a stereotype out there that going through a weight loss surgery is like, that's the quick fix. That's for the people that don't really want to try.
Yeah.
What would you say to that?
It's couldn't be more wrong. So this is a difficult process. Not number one, you are putting your body through a major surgery. You are having physical surgery. And then after that surgery, you have to combat everything that comes with weight loss. I work out all the time. I still have to eat healthy every day. And if I don't do those things, that weight will come back. Yes, I have a smaller stomach than the average person, but I can still put a candy bar in there. And that will go back to where I was. So it is a constant battle and a push to live this healthy lifestyle every day. So yeah, I had a surgery that helped me get to the point where it can be maintained, but I still work on it every day. And I'm still in that gym and I'm still like those other people. But there is a stigma against those that are in there in the gym doing that. Mm-hmm. So it's hard.
And Cody, how about you? What has your journey been like post-surgery?
So post-surgery, I woke up and I first thought it was a mistake because I was afraid. All I was able to do was eat my popsicles and Jell-O and liquids.
And so thought, is this going to be the rest of my life?
The broth, right. Mm-hmm. And so that was very scary to think that I may not be able to have a cheeseburger again. However, as I progressed through the plan and I was able to graduate into different stages and begin to eat some of the foods that I did enjoy, it was about education. It was about knowing the carbs that I could have, to limit the quantity of carbs I ate, make sure they were healthier carbs, know that I could have sugars, but I'd have to limit it because every sugar I put into my body, I'd have to work off twice as hard. Mm-hmm. And where I get those sugars, so I can still have sugar, but there's healthier sugars that are already in the fruit or already in the certain foods that I'm eating, rather than eating a candy bar to curb my sugar.
That little need for sugar that we all get. Right.
You create a better, healthy relationship with food.
Right. So are both of you happy that you made the choice?
100%.
Absolutely. I'm grateful to Dr. Valentine as well as God and all the other supportive individuals in my life that I was given a second chance. Mm-hmm.
And I tell people, I got sick after my surgery because of my weight. After my surgery, I had complications. I got pancreatitis, which is a very serious condition. Mm-hmm. And to the point where they were having very serious conversations with my family. And I would still do it again because the change in my life afterwards is worth that effort put into it every day. Though I have two children that I look at every day and say, I'm thankful for I did this because of the life I get to live with them.
I want to thank all of you for coming in today and really giving us a voice to what we may not always see when it comes to people that choose this course. My guest today, Dr. Robert Korn, he is a Treasure Valley bariatric surgeon. Cody Morrison and Andrea Dotson, they both were bariatric patients. Thank you all so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Gemma Gaudet. You're listening to Idaho Matters.